Good morning. The Chayyadim continues in Klal Nun Simen Gimel. He's talking about the mitzvah to say a bracha achrona after you eat the Zayin Minim, assuming that's a deraisa or possibly a derabanan. But either way, he's going to clarify a few points. If it's a deraisa, the Torah says you make a bracha afterwards on Kita Unsara. Now, in Pasuk Yud, it says lechem. So if you make it into bread, it means you grind up the chita, you take your wheat, you grind it up, you make it into flour, you mix it with water, and you make a dough, and you bake it, so that is lechem, and you make a bracha deraisa, three brachas deraisa on that. The question is, we're saying that there is a scenario where you're going to eat chita and sa'ara, not in the context of lechem, and then it's going to be chayev, like all of the other things mentioned in the pasuk. It's going to be chayev, bracha, achaz mein sholosh. So what are the scenarios where that could be? Well, one scenario could be that you make what's called pasma makistan. It's a bread-like item, but you add other ingredients into it, so it doesn't get the mile of bread, because the derech is to eat it more on the lines of, as a snack or a nash, rather than or a dessert, rather than to eat it for the purpose of what lechem is, which is kilal lechem levado yichya ha'adam, that lechem is there to be for sustenance purposes. So that's the mile of lechem. This doesn't have that mile of lechem. That's one scenario. Another scenario is that you can take it and you can cook it. You can make farina, something of oatmeal, something of those sorts. The third scenario is that you can eat the kernels plain. A person can take the kernels and chew on them. They're edible and they taste good. You can roast them and eat them. So there are scenarios where you're eating them, not in the context of any change at all to the kernel, or any significant change to the kernel. So we know that on lechem you say three brachas. So we don't know, this halacha that you say ala michya, what's the scenario that referring to? Is that referring to both other cases, or only the case that you made it into a tavshil? You at least did some process of cooking, and you moved it up into something which is used more commonly than just chewing on the kernels, which is very uncommon to do. It's only if you made bread out of, if you made flour out of them, and then you use that for some other purpose, or you made a tavshil out of them, and or you made a tavshil, you make a tavshil out of the kemach also, or you make a tavshil out of the items. Even if it's not fine flour, you broke it up coarsely, but you cook it and it comes together as a mass, and it becomes this new entity which was other than it was before. So that's the case of the pasuk. If you eat kernels straight, there's no din of saying me'en gimel. Now, the truth to tell, there is a shitas tosfos which grapples with this. It says it's one of the Zayin Minim which are the Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. No matter how you eat it, you should be saying a bracha achas. Main sholosh, not just a regular brain of fashos. He says, so what would you say? So Tosfos, maybe you say alamichya, but really it's not eaten in this way to be a source of sustenance. Bread is eaten, that's the primary source of sustenance. Eating a bowl of farina is eating chita, is eating wheat in a way that it provides sustenance. So it makes sense to say alamichya, something which gives a person life. Chewing on kernels is not used for that purpose. So what should you say? Tosfos says, maybe you'll say ala michya by default. Tosfos says, maybe you should say ala adama val priyo adama, just like you say ala eitz val priyo eitz. Maybe you should say that. Tosfos says, you don't find anywhere such a nusach. So Tosfos at the end is not clear what to do. And Tosfos therefore suggests, in the situation a person will be eating those kernels, he should only do a teicha suda, and therefore not avoid the shaila what bracha achrona to make, because he's going to the bench, and the benching will cover all the items. With dvash handled tomorrow, like we mentioned before, that the word dvash in the pasuk is referring to dates. Okay, so therefore he says, v'nimsa ha'oichol tavsha mikemachita usarim. Person eats something made, a cooked item which is made from wheat flour or barley flour. And mklolim shivel shual shakaran haber v'shivan hu karen v'kusmin kulan heim min chita. The Torah only mentions chita and sarah, but we know there are five types of grains. Besides wheat and barley, there is also rye and oats and spelt. So Chazal tell us, Mishnayos and Masechtas Kelayim, that Masechtas Kala, that chita and kusamin are similar. Spelt is similar to wheat. So spelt is considered a min chita. And shibola shual and shifan, oats and rye are similar to barley, and they're considered a min sarah. So included in chita and sarah is not just chita and sarah, but also the three other species of grains, all included in the words chita and sarah. So included in these words are chita and sarah, and that if a person would make a tapshal out of them, he would be saying an alamich. If he makes bread out of them, he'll be saying, he'll be benching. So if a person cooks them or makes bread out of them, but he bakes something with them, but there's a lot of other items in the mixture, as we'll see later on, the rules of Pasva Bakistan. So the bracha he makes is Alamichya. Okay. Meanwhile, we'll stop at this point. We're still holding in the middle of Simon Gimel, but we've clarified at least the halachas of the chita and sa'ara part of the pasuk. Now he's going to talk about some of the halachas of the eighth part of the pasuk. And meanwhile, have a good day.